Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
My Mornings with Rachel and Will, My 96.1. As we woke up this morning, just a terrible scene taking place in Las Vegas. At least 50 people were killed, more than 400 hurt in a shooting at a concert venue. 30,000 people is what I was hearing as far as the concert, the number of people
there.
Yeah,
the total crowd was around 30,000.
Yeah, and just a really scary situation. And, we were... Will and I were trying to figure out how to discuss it, how to talk about it, how to react to this type of violence in our community that we keep seeing more and more. And so we brought in somebody to talk to us about it, Henry Reyna, security specialist. Is that what we can call you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Good. Well, we appreciate you being here with us today. And, you know, some of the footage that we've seen on the news has just been just heart-wrenching because these people had no clue that this was coming, obviously. Some people thought it was fireworks. They didn't know. Their friends and loved ones shot next to them and just chaos that ensued. If somebody's in this situation, if this happened, I mean, what is the first thing that you're supposed to do?
Well, you've got to have a planned response, and that comes with training. And someone earlier asked me about the response with law enforcement that we're seeing there in Las Vegas, and it's incredible. And those heroes, the law enforcement and firemen that are responding to that situation and executing what they're doing is just absolutely amazing. So that's awesome. Police and fire have a well-thought-out, methodical response to an act of violence. Civilians don't.
No.
Nobody is teaching civilians.
Mm-mm.
I am the only one. And so, Rachel, that PDF file I give you, that is golden.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of value in that document. My website is available for people to look at. I'm the only one teaching civilians how to survive. Now, a lot of organizations think they have a plan. There's areas, hospitals and different educational departments in the region here that have a plan developed by the state police and Homeland Security that teach something like run and hide. That's not enough. What I teach is how to survive, and the survival starts off with your awareness and then have a planned response. And so gone are the days that you just willy-nilly go and visit somewhere, a restaurant, a concert venue, and not have a thought-out planned response. And so as you're traveling with your friends and family, when you go somewhere, where are the exits, honey? Where are the secondary exits? Where would we go to? Where's the cover and concealment? Some fancy words being used by specialists on TV. So what is cover and concealment? Cover is something that's going to stop a bullet. So a brick wall, a large motor, a big substantial piece of real estate.
Okay.
So a lot of objects do provide us cover. And then what is concealment? This is another fancy word people are using. And concealment is something that's going to hide you. So that poster on the wall or a tent up in a large outdoor venue. So if you're inside the tent, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. But you've got to have that planned response. The second there's a hint of violence, you're going to move from where you're at because it's probably a dangerous position to get to a safer position.
Okay.
But if you don't have the training and you don't have this planned response, you're going to lose.
Well, you know, when it comes to these huge venues, I mean, they said 30,000 people were there in Las Vegas. And, you know, we have big size venues around here as well.
Absolutely.
Would you talk more than if you are in a crowd like that, you don't necessarily want to place yourself in the middle of that crowd where it's going to be harder to get to these places to conceal or exit. You kind of want to make sure you position yourself where you can still have fun, but you're close enough if something happens, correct?
Right. These are things that we have to consider. You know, we have the Mount Pleasant outdoor concert venue. We have the downtown Dow Event Center. We have the island, you know, when we have different venues occurring there. We're going to continue to have these places where we're going to be vulnerable. But do you have a trained, planned response? And is it ever evolving? So no one teaches the ever evolving plan but me. And so at first, it's going to be maybe I confront the person and the person standing in front of me, toe to toe. Well, if there's an opportunity, maybe I'm going to use my verbal skills to bring this person down. Hey, you don't need to do that. Hey, let's not do this. Let's talk through this.
Right.
If the incident doesn't allow me to use my verbal skills, maybe the best thing is to run. But where am I going to run to? And so that's why you need to know where your exits are, your secondary exits are, cover, concealment, and then are there tools here that I could use to maybe give me a distraction to get further away?
Right. Okay. In the case of, you know, the show in Las Vegas, it sort of looked like it was just a wide open expanse.
Yeah.
Like there weren't any places that you could run and conceal yourself. What would you have recommended to somebody out in the middle of that crowd?
Don't be there. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Don't be there.
It's so sad that we have to think like this nowadays. But
because you think of what's coming up. I mean, on the way, we have New Year's Eve at Times Square in New York. It's going to be a crowd that size or larger.
Yeah, you know, everywhere. So, you know, we were talking earlier about restaurants, movie theaters, and all those different large gathering places. So what about outdoor places? You know, we have antique festivals, and we have fairs, and all these other outdoor arenas. And so no matter where we're at, we've got to understand, where are we at? Are we in an area that's too open? A motor vehicle could get here, because it's not just guns anymore.
Right.
It's people using vehicles.
Yeah.
And so we've got to hug the edges. We've got to look for exits and cover that's going to, I can get behind a tree or a light pole or something else that's going to stop a motor vehicle.
Right.
Now, this doesn't just come down to going to large venues and everything. I mean, when you're talking about this kind of stuff, it could be as simple as you and the family wanting to go spend a day in the park.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, where are you parked in the park? How far away are you from your vehicle?
Right.
What are you close to that you can take shelter in? That kind of thing, right?
Yep, absolutely. I've got to share with you, there was a conversation I had with a chief executive officer of a Fortune 500 company, and we were talking about this active shooter and active violence response training. And he shared with me that he was concerned that he was going to scare his employees if they trained in this response. And I said, you know, there's a lot of scary things in the world, such as child molestation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very sobering conversation with my boys when they were growing up. They were prepared, and they were going to respond if a stranger person was going to grab them and do something.
Right.
So we had that conversation.
Yep, that was out there.
And I think people are tired of being scared, and they want to be trained on how to respond. And so that's what I'm doing. And it's with that, I think if we train everyone to do a little bit of something, we'll have a lot better response. So, you know, the incident in the Carolinas, the Bible study meeting where 10 or 12 people were gathered in a small room.
Yeah.
If all 12 people would have done a little bit of something, how many more people would have survived? You know, they all had Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they all had phones.
Right.
Could they use them as a distraction or a tool or something?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so key here. Police and firemen, they're trained. Civilians aren't. Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to go with this.
Right, right. It's all about preparation.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about, maybe you know the answer to this and maybe you don't, you know, Will and I mentioned, you know, for instance, going into a concert venue like that in Vegas and, you know, walking in, what's the security like? Are you able to bring in a bag or, you know, are you going through a metal detector? What's the security like at that type of a place?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife and I just recently went to a concert, had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was happy to see that the security was on spot.
Okay.
They had metal detectors, they had wands, they had everyone looking, and it was layered security. So it wasn't just the security officers in security uniforms. They had people meeting and greeting, and they had eyes on everybody.
Right.
And so it takes multiple layers at these different venues, and I was glad to
see
that there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, we had that discussion. Where are we at? Where could we get to? Where's the safer place to be? So it was brought up in conversation. How does someone get these many weapons in a hotel? I'm guessing we're going to see the footage. He brought it in a suitcase.
Right.
And so are we now going to see scanners? occurring in hotels.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, you think of those Las Vegas casinos.
Yeah.
There's no security. Hundreds and thousands of people walk in and out of there willy-nilly without a blink of an eye.
Things are going to change.
Okay.
Right.
Things are going to change.
Once again.
And so I tell people, since 9/11, here in the great state of Michigan, there are 4,000 fewer police officers on the streets of Michigan.
Wow.
And the reason we have fewer police officers is because of the property hit that all the sales took in 2008.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, the attrition just had to take place with regards to law enforcement officers that are working. So we can't fix that, but we can definitely train our family. Mm-hmm. We definitely can train our associates that we work with and sponsor these trainings and get these things occurring.
Okay.
And so that's where this is going to have to go. We need to talk to our children about our response plan as families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you're going into actual businesses and companies and talking to them about these types of responses as well. I mean, we kind of worry about that here a little bit. It's in the back of our mind. We're at a radio station. We're quote unquote celebrities.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got a wide open glass front door where, you know,
We can see out.
Exactly. And talk to us a little bit about what you do when you present to these companies.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm consulting with all kinds of companies and corporations throughout the middle of Michigan here. I'm going to speak at a conference tomorrow in Shanty Creek on this very same topic, responding to acts of violence and active shooters. And, you know, it starts off with typically a security assessment done on the building, the property, look at vulnerabilities, look at possible exposures, premise liability, and other vulnerabilities, and then giving them the tools and the plan to have a proper response. So it's not that one security officer working in the main lobby. It's all the employees that are going to respond and be able to do something. Mm-hmm. And that's what's key here.
Yeah, as you said, multiple layers. You know, it's not just the people that are in the uniforms. It's other people keeping an eye out. Maybe it's the people taking tickets or the people seating you and what they're looking for, too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You think about this. Just recently, we had a very horrific incident take place at an airport nearby. And law enforcement officers were able to respond and take that person into custody.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if all the employees at that airport were trained to do something.
Right.
And did something.
Right.
I mean, how much quicker and easier would that take
a
place to stop something?
Well, we did hear the person in law enforcement saying, you know, kudos to the people that were the cleaning staff that kind of helped him after the fact.
Yep.
I mean, and giving them, you know, them props for that. And that's, you know, that's good. But you're right. Could they have gone a step further even?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so that's the world we live in today.
It's
dangerous. It's not going to change, unfortunately, and it's not always going to be a tool like a firearm. We've got to think about other things, motor vehicles, and where we're at, and the venue that we're at to be able to respond.
How do you talk to kids about this kind of thing? I mean, right now I've got a 2-year-old and a baby. I don't have to necessarily, you know, prep them for it right now. But if you've got kids in that middle ages, you know, how do you really get to them and explain to them? You don't have to be scared all the time, but this is what's happening and this is how we need to prepare. What do you say to them?
Right. It's again, at some point here in the next year or two, you're going to have this conversation about child molestation. You know, there are mean older people that might do something. It's inappropriate for them to touch you in an area covered by your bathing suit.
Right.
And if something like that happens, you tell me. Don't keep any secrets from me. And at about that same time, they're probably going to be old enough to, you know, if we're at the restaurant and you hear there's some type of violence, we've got to run out what doors. And how many doors are here in this building right now, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And then ask them to point the doors out to you.
Yeah.
And so this is the new norm. To know where our exits are at and where our secondary exits and where would I meet you if there was something here at the restaurant or the theater.
Right, right.
So don't make it scary. Make it informative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Good points. Very good. Officer Henry Reyna, security specialist, we'll call you. Where can people get information about you, your company, some of the great points that you made today?
Yep. It's Secure Solution. LLC.com, and there's no S on the end of solution. A lot of people put an S there. It's SecureSolutionLLC.com.
Okay.
And click on the services tab, and it'll have a drop down thing there, and look for active shooter, acts of violence training, and they can contact me to get some more information.
Okay.
Or there's a lot right there as well.
Great. Well, we appreciate you taking your time today, and stay safe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.